JW Mobile.
And 0TR Mobile. Good morning, Dave.
Tom, what's got you out and about so early in the morning?
Just retired people. Let me turn this radio down. Oh, we was just listening to Escape on the radio. Easy going music. We are headed out for Costco's and then Sam's. Usually it's Sam's and Costco's. We've got to get Bernice's hearing aids adjusted, and I'm going to have them hook up to Bluetooth to her phone if she remembers it. Did you remember it? Okay, she's got her phone with her. So that's what we're up to today. We're out here on Gap Creek Road by the school.
I know where Costco's or Sam's. I used to know where they were, but I think they moved from where. That was like 30 years ago when Sam's Club first came here. It was over on the Motor Mile. And I think I've since seen that. It was shut down, so I don't know where they went. And I think I've been to Costco's once in my life, and I don't remember where it was. So, but anyway, I hope you guys have a safe trip. I'm just out running my rounds. Being Amy's delivery person, I have to deliver all of her stuff and pick up her eye doctor stuff. That we went to the eye doctor and she got her eyes reexamined, and now I got to pick up her contacts and her glasses after I finish all my other rounds. So we're just all out running errands today, huh?
Aye, aye, Captain. That's what we're doing. Boy, have you seen this addition out here, this Brookside that they developed across from Greer High School? It's just amazing what they can do in a year. Good Lord. And got signs for more new... As far as you can see, Dave, there's new homes out there. Anyways, they did repair the road down here, quite a bit of it, but it's by no means done, but they're not working on it right at the moment, thank God. But, Dave, it's down there on Woodruff Road, Costco and Sam's Boat. But we don't go there. It's crazy down there. So we go to Spartanburg, and it's a nice, easy drive, 16 miles, and just enjoy it. We're old, so that's our goof-around trip, I guess you'd say.
Still getting out and staying busy and staying involved. Same thing I was telling Rusty not too long ago. Rusty gets involved in all kinds of stuff, and that's good for you. That keeps you young. it's easy to get stuck in a rut and stay at home all the time. It's more difficult to get out and do things and enjoy life. You know, smell the roses. I like being at home. I'm a homebody, but it's good to get out of your comfort zone every now and then. W4DJW.
Yes, it is. Have you searched any more for trucks? I know Tim's last one was a Dodge. It was a big one. But he said they had a lot of electrical problems, what the dealer told him. And so he said, be sure and get the extended warranty. But I'd go for that Chevrolet or even a Ford 150, not electric, but just a regular one, or the Toyota, and I don't know what to tell you about what those dealers told you. That's ridiculous. They can order you a truck, but it is a hard decision, and it's a lot of money anymore.
For the weekend, that advertisement that said they built way more GMCs than they sold in 2023. So if you want to get a really, that's GMC. If you want to get a really, really good price on a GMC, they will, you can barter, and they will come down. And I don't need one that's got all the whistles and bells on it. I just need something that I can use to go to the airfield. My truck is... It's approaching 30 years old, and, you know, rubber and all that stuff. I replaced all the hoses and hoses and the belts on it, I think we either once or twice already, and it's only got like 32,000 miles on it. So I hesitate to continue to use it because I know eventually it's going to leave me stranded because one of those things that's internal that hasn't been changed is going to break sooner. Looking for another one, a new one, just so that I know I'm not going to get stranded anywhere. But they said that the GMCs, they built so many of them that you can get, they will barter, and you can get them for a lot better price than just about any of the other trucks. And that is a nice-looking truck. Amy liked that one as much as she liked the Toyota, which was her favorite and my favorite, you know, until we saw a couple of GMCs.
Well, I'll tell you, Tim felt exactly like you. Now, he got a shorter bedroom because he got the crew cab, but he's got family, and then he pulls that big bass boat, and now he's got a pontoon boat. I think he's going to sell the bass boat. It's a honey. It was made for Clemson, and somebody backed out, and one of the donors back during COVID and that, and so he bought it. And it's a magnificent boat, but he's going to sell it, and he likes to fix things up, so he bought a pontoon boat. He's fixing that all up so they can use it for catfishing. It shows you getting older instead of bass fishing. But he bought the next one down, and his bed's only 6'8" or something like that. But he said, yeah, you can get 8-foot beds in that. I'm telling you, Dave, that's a magnificent, magnificent truck. And he said it's one of the best engines they've ever built.
You know, I'm kind of wishy-washy about it, too. Like you were when you first viewed the that Avalon and you decided you didn't want it, and then later you decided you wanted it. I'm kind of the same way. I do that a lot. And I do that most any time I'm buying a vehicle. I say, yeah, I'm going to go get it. No, I'm not. Yeah, I am. No, I'm not. So I got to go through a few phases of that before I actually go out there and dish out the dough.
Roger. I don't think you're ever going to get stranded in that that little truck of yours. Mine's a 2011. Ours is 2011 Tacoma, and it's only got like 53,000 on it. And I just talked to Sims Automotive down here at Duncan's where I take mine, and they work on a lot of very nice automobiles there, and they're a real good company. And I told him about how my low mileage was, and I said, how often should I change that oil? And he says, you use Mobil 1? I said, yes, that's all I've ever used. He said, well, with that low mileage, Tom, he said, once a year, because our insurance policy says we drive less than 7,500, and we do. We go to the dump every 2 weeks or something like that, and then we'll use it now and then to run errands with. But we don't take big trips anymore, Dave. But I'm not worried about it. As to the Avalon, this is OTR. One of my dear friends up in Kansas was the head of automotive technology at the University of Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And it's a huge automotive center, very high tech. They win prizes all over the world. I mean, they go to Europe and everything else and compete. And Ronnie Downing told me, he says, Tom, he says, if you ever took an Avalon engine apart, he says, they'd never get it back together like Toyota originally put it together. He said, they're as fine as anything ever built. And, I like that hybrid one, Dave, real well, but I was a little leery of the battery yet. So we went ahead and got one that was just a straight six, you know, V6. And I like it. It's not perfect, but it's about as perfect as you can get. But we saw this 2022, and they don't make them anymore. So we snatched it up.
Choice. But I am here at my first stop, so I got to get out. And if you're still on the road when I get out, if there's no line in there, then we'll pick it back up from there. But anyway, good talking to you. If I don't talk to you again, N0TRW4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Have a good day. We've got quite a little ways to go. Just turned on to 29 at Gap Creek, N0TR, mobile.